Harry turned his back on Dumbledore and stared determinedly out of the opposite window. He could see the Quidditch stadium in the distance. Sirius had appeared there once, disguised as the shaggy black dog, so he could watch Harry play. He had probably come to see whether Harry was as good as James had been. Harry had never asked him.
"There is no shame in what you are feeling, Harry," said Dumbledore's voice. "On the contrary, the fact that you can feel pain like this is your greatest strength."
Harry felt the white-hot anger lick his insides, blazing in the terrible emptiness, filling him with a desire to hurt Dumbledore for his calmness and his empty words.
"My greatest strength, is it?"
said Harry, his voice shaking as he stared out at the Quidditch stadium, no longer seeing it. "You haven't got a clue. You don't know."
"What don't I know?"
asked Dumbledore calmly. It was too much. Harry turned around, shaking with rage. "I don't want to talk about how I feel, all right?"
"Harry, suffering like this proves you are still a man. This pain is part of being human."
"Then I don't want to be human!" Harry roared, and he seized one of the delicate silver instruments from the spindle-legged table beside him and flung it across the room. It shattered into 100 tiny pieces against the wall. Several of the pictures let out yells of anger and fright, and the portrait of Armando Dippet said,
"Really? I don't care!"
Harry yelled at them, snatching up a lunoscope and throwing it into the fireplace.
"I've had enough! I've seen enough! I want out! I want it to end! I don't care anymore!"
He seized the table on which the silver instrument had stood and threw that too. It broke apart on the floor and the legs rolled in different directions.
"You do care," said Dumbledore.
He had not flinched or made a single move to stop Harry demolishing his office. His expression was calm, almost detached.
"You care so much you feel as though you will bleed to death with the pain of it."
"I don't!" Harry screamed, so loudly that he felt his throat might tear. And for a second he wanted to rush at Dumbledore and break him too, shatter that calm old face, shake him, hurt him, make him feel some tiny part of the horror inside Harry.
"Oh, yes, you do," said Dumbledore, still more calmly. "You have now lost your mother, your father, and the closest thing to a parent you have ever known. Of course you care."
"You don't know how I feel!" Harry roared. "You! Standing there, you!"
But words were no longer enough. Smashing things was no more help. He wanted to run. He wanted to keep running and never look back. He wanted to be somewhere he could not see the clear blue eyes staring at him, that hatefully calm old face. He turned on his heel and ran to the door, seized the doorknob again, and wrenched at it. But the door would not open.